Last night, Philadelphia's school board approved a plan to begin the school year online, but that doesn't mean all Philadelphia schools will be closed this fall. WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Aaron tells us why many private schools are opening their doors.
Tiny Holmesburg Christian Academy in Northeast Philadelphia won't just be open this fall. It'll be open for all kids all 5 days of the week. Head of school Connie Vasquez Matos says it's a leap of faith, but that's no problem for an evangelical school like hers.
We can only walk by faith and know that there is a person who is watching over us and will give us the protection that we need.
Whether driven by religion or realism, dozens of Philly private schools say they plan to have in-person classes. That includes schools run by the Catholic Archdiocese, which intends to do hybrid learning for high school students and face-to-face classes at the elementary level. And although not all private schools have finalized plans, WHYY couldn't find a single one around the city that has already decided to go 100% virtual. This despite the fact that many public and charter schools are already on that path. Private schools say they're small and nimble enough to open safely. Plus, there's a strong incentive pulling them in that direction. Money. Walt Rice is the admissions and finance director at Holmesburg Christian.
I know from our families, they won't pay for virtual education.
Some private schools have big endowments, but many work on tight budgets and serve working-class families that want schools to be open. In this case, it seems they have the financial leverage to make it happen. Avi Wolfman-Aaron, WHYY News.